This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2119. 6 Ways to Turbocharge Your Savings by J Money of budgetsaresexy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. 6 Ways to Turbocharge Your Savings by J Money of budgetsaresexy.com. Here are a handful of things I do or did that have really impacted our finances over the years. Check them out and see if any of them are worth testing. Number 1, rounding up debt payments. Whatever your monthly payment is, just round up to the nearest 10th dollar and kill off a little extra debt without even noticing it. This works so well for credit cards, car loans, or even mortgages. Or if you really want to step up your game, round up to the nearest 100th dollar. We've probably shaved off at least a year or two of payments doing this, and it makes it a bit easier to budget too if you prefer using whole numbers versus exact numbers. Number 2, rounding up investments. Similarly, if you get into the habit of rounding up your monthly investments, they'll only compound that much faster. And if you really want to speed things up, use apps like Acorns, which will automatically round up all of your transactions to the nearest dollar and drop the difference right into investments for you. So every time you swipe your card for coffee or groceries or even your 100th Amazon purchase of the week, you'll feel a tad less guilty knowing that you're at least investing at the same time. I banked $600.22 when I first tried Acorns without even noticing it. It was great. Number 3. Actually save your savings. You know when people say they've saved money by using a coupon or getting something 10% off or buying one and getting another one for free? Well, you might not have paid full price for the item, but you're still very much spending money versus saving since nothing actually went into your savings account. With this spending savings hack, dubbed spavings, you're actually just doing that, putting the money you saved from discounts right into savings. So that 10% off becomes an extra $4 dropped into your account. And that coupon for buy one, get one free becomes an extra $10.50 banked that you didn't have to spend. You literally save every time you spend. And let me tell you, it adds up. When I experimented with this for 10 months back in 2018, I amassed $4,040.50, almost enough to fully fund a Roth IRA. Try it for a month and see how it goes. Number 4, asking for fees to be waived. Probably the easiest of all tricks. The next time you get a fee or penalty or any other of the sort, just pick up the phone or email and ask politely if it can be erased. I'd say over 50% of the time it works, especially if you're a loyal customer and it's the first time you've been hit. And often, if you ask for a supervisor after getting rejected, you'll win a number of those battles as well. I just did this with a $19 late fee I stupidly acquired on our water bill last month, and within minutes, it was waived. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to be exact, as I timed it. Number 5, do a no-spend month. This was one of the first challenges I tackled as a 20-something starting out on my financial journey, and every month since, I've saved at least $200 a month from being in more control. The idea is to spend only on the necessities of life for a month, food, shelter, etc., and then resist from spending money on wants like Starbucks, new clothes, new books, etc. Not only do you save a hefty amount for the month, but more importantly, it forces you to stop and face your embedded behaviors over the years. You learn quickly what triggers your desire to spend and how to curb it since you're not allowed to for the month. And if you're really smart about it, you'll put in some barriers over this time so that when the month runs out, you don't go back to your freewheeling ways and erase all progress. Just be sure to tell everyone you're on this mission so all your friends and family don't hate you every time you have to say no to something. And number 6, wake up an hour or more earlier. Not a finance trick specifically, but slowing down your life and spending more quality time on yourself will definitely affect your money and mood and confidence for the better. And certainly if you use this hour entirely on improving your finances every morning, there's no way for your wealth not to grow. Imagine spending a whole hour every single day on it. For me these days, I choose to use it for my mental health and guard this time pretty intensely. All other hours are dedicated to my kids or family or life projects, yada, yada. But these 1 to 2 hours every morning are solely for me, where I sip my coffee, feed my brain, eat my porridge, and basically just reflect on life as the sun creeps up and brings about the new day. One of the best habits I've ever set up for myself, and I owe it entirely to Benjamin Franklin. I'll have to dig through my brain for more, but this is just some of the smaller things we've done over time to really help grow our wealth, which may not look that impressive on its own, but combined can really pack a punch. Try 1 or 2 out over the next week and see how you do. You just listened to the post titled 6 Ways to Turbocharge Your Savings by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
I like the way a no-spend challenge can make you more aware of what you might buy out of habit. But just like with frugality, rather than seeing it as restriction, perhaps we can focus more on what we're gaining. For example, I've done a number of no booze challenges, and I gained better sleep, more energy, and discovered healthier ways to decompress at the end of the day. Those are all additional benefits to saving money. And now I barely drink at all because I got to experience how much better I feel when I don't drink. Challenges in general, whether they're fitness challenges, healthy eating challenges, or no spend challenges, definitely have the potential to jumpstart healthier habits and help us learn more about ourselves. For example, last year I had a goal to complete the 75 hard, which involves 2 workouts per day, drinking a gallon of water, and adhering to a diet, among some other things. Well, technically, I failed the challenge. Based on my tracking, I did about 75% of the 75 hard, but I also lost 15 pounds and 2.5 inches off my hips. So if that's what failure looks like, I'll take it. And now I have a record of my first attempt at this challenge that I can try to beat next time. I think when it comes to any goal or resolution, I've often been too hyper-focused on reaching the goal and not aware enough of how it's all unfolding. There's a lot to learn in the unfolding that can give you clues as to how you might want to revise or adjust the goal. I'm learning that progress in a promising direction is the real purpose of goal setting. So I'm working on focusing more on this rather than if I hit an arbitrary goal. Well, that should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Friday show where your optimal life awaits.